Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we are live.
Oh, hi, great.
Hello, welcome to Cosplay Radio.
The curse of Michelle continues,
yes.
Because she came in our new studio for just a few moments.
We are currently everywhere on the internet, on Facebook, Twitter, I guess Blog Talk.
We are taking over the world.
Yeah. At first, we didn't know why we couldn't hear the music or we weren't connected, and it was a whoo.
Did you figure out why?
I figured out why is because...
we need to have earbuds.
Yeah,
we need to have at least
the,
one of them. That's what we did last
earphones
week.
Earphones in, and
right.
We don't have the earphones.
Yeah, epic fail on our part. But nonetheless, it's fine.
But we're live now.
Yeah.
And I assume you can hear us, so.
Yeah, we sure hope so. So maybe if Michelle's listening, she can send Casey a text or something.
Yeah, or
send
she, she can...
Or you can,
she can say something on Facebook or Periscope.
Periscope, yeah, because
yeah.
She can do a little heart or something and do a little comment. We had someone that was already watching us on Periscope, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think the key of doing it on... when we have video, is you're supposed to act like the cameras aren't really there.
Oh, so we're not supposed to look
we're
at them?
We're not supposed to do this and point or wave. You're not supposed to do that.
All right.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
Then forget about them.
Yeah, who cares about them?
No one.
This is just about you and me today, Casey.
Just you and me?
Yeah,
I guess.
Just the two of us.
I'm okay with that.
With our own individual
I'm actually looking at you today, which is really interesting.
Yes.
I'm across from you. And, you know, usually I'm, like, shoulder to shoulder with you, and we're, like, eating the same mic.
Yeah, it's a little uncomfortable. I mean,
it really is.
Especially if you had the third person in the show. If you had the guest in there, then we're all a little huddled up. And then or you have that one person who is a little bit farther away.
Yeah.
And so then when you listen to the podcast.
I thought you meant this is awkward.
No.
I feel like it's awkward.
It's awkward because different. But, no, I mean awkward when we're having to share the one mic. And we're both having to be, like.
That's all kinds of fun.
Like we're freezing cold and we're having to keep the body heat.
But this is not. I'm really enjoying the studio. It may sound a little echoey because it's not fully prepared yet, but we're getting there.
Yes. Two mics.
We're basically
there.
Just trying out the new mics, the table, and the big space, and more social media, and woo, it's all fun and games.
And technically, we have a couch for like an audience.
Yeah,
you know,
we
talked about
do,
that. You remember?
We should start selling tickets for audience.
Wow. Yeah. How cool would that be?
Yeah, we'd start.
If we could start doing this again on Wednesdays, I mean, at some point or whenever, we could invite some people to come and hang out with us during the show and be a studio audience member. We could kind of pull the couch around. They could just sit over there. So they could be seen and not heard is kind of what I'm thinking. So that'd be kind of neat. Oh, we do have some people watching on Periscope. We're glad.
Hello, Periscope.
And I can see someone on Facebook Live.
Facebook,
oh, we're not this way. We're not this way.
I mean.
Yeah. Who cares about them?
No one.
Who cares about them?
Our viewers status.
Yes. But we do give much props to Greg. We do thank Greg Dye
thank you,
for
Greg Will Dye.
Yes. Greg Will Dye. We appreciate your help in getting us the microphones.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate him. And Hunter helped out as last week you were able to be here because
of
the job.
I listened to it on the way here, actually, yeah. But you guys did really well. I really enjoyed the episode. Greg called in, which was interesting.
Yes.
Okay.
But fun fact, though, that is a good way of finding out if our show is working properly, because if you call in and you hear us talking, then you know that our sound quality
then
we're broadcasting live.
Well, then we're all kinds of good.
Yeah. So it was the new digs I like. I think there's lots of cool ideas. And us being live on Twitter and Facebook Live is all kind of cool. I'm super pumped
like,
about
we're
that.
Just. I mean, we're expanding. We're upgrading. We're going internet. We're going big time.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, we'll actually have that conclave signed that
Cole
talked about a few months ago.
Yeah, when's Cole gonna come through for that?
Yeah, I don't know. I've been messing with him about it.
Yeah, we'll have to put the tighten the screws onto Cole so he gets us a sign. But we have gone from a home office to a home studio to a office studio, which was a little cramped. Still going to be the conclave office, I think.
Right, but it worked.
It worked fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then now we are actually in a studio.
In a studio. We have video equipment that you cannot see even.
There's a green screen. If you're looking at it, it's kind of over behind Casey's back.
This is where Metropolitan Church of God does all their kind of intros, outros, announcements, any kind of video editing stuff. So we're kind of sharing this room, but at the same time, it is our room.
Yeah.
We're setting it up. It's 75% hours.
Basically, it's hours that they're just going to do some video from.
Yeah.
Is what it's going to turn it. People are going to know this as the Conclave Studio.
Like, ultra cool. So.
Oh, I totally agree. Yeah. I totally agree. Which, by the way, we're about. I had a great idea for a new promo for our 1 year anniversary of Conclave.
1 year.
Because you know it's March the 14th.
March 14th
is our
1 year.
Yeah. Can you believe
that's
it's already been
Pi
a year?
Day.
Yeah. Huh?
Conclave Day is Pi Day.
It 314. It sure is.
Oh boy.
So that was our first get together at my house, and we looked at the picture of it last night, where there was about 12 of us or something like that.
Right.
And we looked at some of the original members that are still hanging out with us, ourselves, and Mason, and Cole was there, and Landon was there. Of course, myself and Lisa were there. Yes. So we've got some cool ideas for like a 1 year anniversary promo video that we're going to show at church. And that we're going to show on Facebook Live.
Right.
So I think that's pretty neat. So lots of cool things happening. And we've got more listeners, I think, the way it kind of looks like. And more people will say, hey, that episode was really good. I know we have several people that will listen the next day.
Yeah, I think more and more people are listening. At least I think.
Well, and you do this, and that is really going to help us out. So if you're – yeah, Casey's going to try and see what happened there. But on the Periscope –
I got a call.
Oh.
No, don't answer.
I know one of the things probably is going to happen is, so if you're watching us and.
That's not it.
Nope. If you're watching us and you're kind of like, well, how can I find the podcast? I'm watching the video, but I want to subscribe. Casey's going to talk about that earlier, but maybe it's a good time to do that now. You just go to, you can go, if you're on iOS, which is Apple, or iPhone.
Do not disturb.
Ooh.
Maybe that'll help.
Do not disturb. Oh, that would be a good idea, actually, yeah. So you'll just go on to iTunes, the podcast section of iTunes, and search Conclave, hit that subscribe button.
Yeah.
In case you'll talk more about that, there's an app for Android users. It's called Stitcher.
Sure. Yes.
And I know you're going to go over all that, but just as a hello for all of us watching live, you may want to subscribe to the audio portion.
Right, which you can find iTunes, Stitcher, Blog Talk,
exactly.
Conclave Radio. It's the one with the cross and it says Conclave, so it can't be that hard to find.
And the logo, I must say, was a pretty nice logo made by.
Oh, I appreciate it. We're actually going to get some merch soon, I hope.
It's supposed to be in this week.
Conclave Radio t-shirts that I will wear, I promise.
Oh, we should actually wear ours at least on the next episode so we
I'm
can
okay
show off the,
mark,
the merch, right?
Yeah.
So that was a cool thing happening this year. I know it was a little extended welcome, but. That's just how it goes. We have a lot to talk about today.
We do.
For a week.
Which I'm excited about,
For a week of no guest is kind of the week not to have a guest.
I guess that makes
Now, if
sense.
You're listening live and you want to call in, you can do that. It's 347-826-7088. You're welcome to do this, and we would love to take your call. But if we're not going to have a guest, this is the week because we got to talk about the winter formal.
Yeah, and it's an early episode. It's a Monday.
It is a Monday. It seems fresh on the memory because
it
was just 2 days ago.
Yeah, it was 2 days ago. Because yesterday was Sunday. There was no conclave. Because
nope.
It was formal.
Right.
All right. Well, here. Yeah.
Well, so it was a great night.
It was amazing. I had a great time.
We had all the decorations were amazing.
I remember when we talked about it, you were like, let's call it a winter formal, not a Valentine's formal. And I go in there, and there's hearts.
Yeah,
everywhere.
It was basically Valentine's.
It was a Valentine's formal.
Yes.
With a winter name.
With a winter name, yes. Yes, it was lots of red and love and hearts. It was very Valentine.
It was cute, per se, though.
Yeah, I thought they did a really good job. We had all of the decorations donated, which was
really?
Amazing.
Wow.
Yes.
It looked great.
Yeah.
It was definitely a very good-looking formal. I remember, because I went to Abby's semi-formal for her sorority, couple days before,
right?
And she did say you were there when she said
I'm a witness.
That the winter formal was more entertaining and chill, and she enjoyed it more.
Well, of course.
But
it was nice to hear
how good it was.
It was a great formal. I think I played it up a lot to prepare and pump up, but I think it came through. I mean, it was
definitely
the
success.
Food was amazing. Well, first we already talked about the ambiance. It was really good.
Yes. Everyone was dressed nice.
Oh man, I'm telling you.
Yeah, it was. It didn't feel like I don't know. It felt like a climber.
It did. People were all dressed up, in good moods. The food was amazing. Had good roast beef, mashed potatoes. I feel like I'm doing that meme, the potatoes, tomatoes, Ham, lamb. You haven't seen that?
I've not.
Oh,
heard
I'm about
that
to change
meme.
Your life.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm ready for some memes.
Yeah, so we had that, and then we had some live entertainment mm-hmm. called the Liars Club.
That was fun. My table would have won
mm-hmm.
if they listened to me and said, let's pick Greg
yes.
to be the one that tells the truth. Now, if for everyone who has no idea what the Liars Club is, it's a game show we decided to have where we had some people. We had three people up there. Greg Dye was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they had like four different words.
Five different words.
Was it five?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, they had five different words. That
three panelists.
Most no one really knew what it meant. Two people were telling a lie. One person was telling the truth for each word, and each table had to guess who was telling the truth. And we came second.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay, but we would have come first if you know, my table listened to
if me. If some butts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas.
That's true.
Yeah, you were the first place loser.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, but it was hilarious. Just kind of what I've talked to people is one of their favorite parts was how the panelists would go back and forth against each other. And Greg was
the trash talk was my favorite.
Yes, Greg was making fun of Wendy and Paul because they were high school. They were actually high school teachers, mm-hmm. and so he would do my favorite job of his was high school teachers.
Yeah.
So it was a good time. We had a great. So after that. Let's move on. So the mm-hmm. Liars Club was kind of part one, and it was hosted by Barry Harwell, which mm-hmm. is Emily Harwell's father.
Yes, and he made it even more entertaining.
He did, and which is neat about him coming because, of course, most people have heard this already, but the vision for a winter formal came up with was made by yourself and Emily.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think about that.
And Emily couldn't be there, so mm-hmm. next best thing, I guess, is Dad. So she was there
in spirit. In family ways.
And she was there in group me leading up to.
That's right.
I'm sure you read the Twitter. it was amazing. Did you see the group me war between her and Chase Golan?
I saw the group me war. It was – I remember Cole and I actually got some popcorn out and started watching.
Yeah, it was the best free entertainment you could ever read.
I really wanted to put it on, like, the big screen when we got to formal just to recap.
That would have been
but
awesome.
But it's okay.
Yeah, it was great. And so then we went on to another live portion of the show. The winter formal,
mm-hmm.
and we played a game called Alien Dance. And we had everyone. I think we did a little electric slide first, just kind of impromptu. But after that,
yeah, that's right.
Right, and then we went into Alien Dance, and you had about 10 people at first.
Yeah, and then like they just started leaving.
Right, so
like,
the music starts.
I don't know what it, they got like, in line to dance.
Yes,
and uh-huh. it gets to them, and they're woof.
Yeah, so you have to kind of come up with a dance. Your own unique dance, and you have to know what the person before you did. Every person before you have to do their dance, and then you have to do your own dance.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you forget, then you get knocked out.
Right.
And first round went to Meredith Stone. She mm-hmm. was amazing. I mean, she just showed everybody up. And then we said, well, let's play again. We had some more people come up. And then Landon Jones just brought down the house.
He did.
Brought down
he
the house.
One of that one.
Yep. And then so that was awesome. I really enjoyed that.
I came in at round two after Meredith won.
That's right. We pressured you. We pressured you.
But I felt I had to take the jacket off and I had to go up there. And when I heard everyone clap, I was like, I made a good decision.
Yes, you did.
But I did lose because I just totally forgot one of the dance moves because that happens. And then afterwards, Abby said, I didn't know you could dance. I'm like, what are you talking about?
So you never showed her your mad dance moves?
I guess not. I guess because at her sorority formals, it's so packed that I can barely move at all.
Right.
So, and then I showed a video of me to my family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because they're the one, because after Abby said she didn't know I could dance, they said, you're holding back. And I was like, that's also true.
Yes. Yes.
But that's what happens when you have to tuck a shirt in.
That's true. And I have to admit, my wrists are still sore today, like both of my wrists. I think it's because I was spinning the ones and twos.
From your hardcore DJ.
I mean, you know, it's hard work, and they're still tender today because, I mean, my DJing skills are getting better and better. I had so much fun doing that.
Yeah, there were a lot of comments on you.
Yeah, I'm sure there was. I'm sure there was.
I will say you had really good song choices.
Oh,
I liked your song collection. A lot of them were covers, but I liked them.
Yes.
But, you know, in the middle of Maroon 5 Sunday morning, you'd hear it. Wickle, wickle, wickle. We'd be like, what happened?
Well, you know, I just cannot play Justin Bieber. I just can't
no,
play
that's
Justin
okay
Bieber.
With me.
But the cover of the Justin Bieber song.
You, that's the one I did hear. I like
yes.
that.
That's yeah. Actually, there's this, ever heard of Reliant K, the Christian group, Reliant K? They had mm-hmm. They did an album of just covers. And that
yeah.
was the band that was doing the cover of that, the cover of some other songs that I played that
now,
night.
Sometimes I do like the cover songs more than the actual songs.
Same,
so.
Same. But no.
Good song selection.
Thank you.
Nice practicing on the DJ board.
Thank you.
I almost went up there and had to take it from you, to be honest.
You should have.
I probably should have, but, you know.
Yeah.
It ended so quickly.
Well, I went with sort of beef between us since we are co-hosts together on the show. And I went to get all weird and uncomfortable because...
Oh, that's okay.
Because oh, yeah.
I went up there to talk to you about it,
uh-huh.
and then you said, well, I dare you to do the Cupid Shuffle. So you turned that on, and I had to go dance.
And you had to do the Cupid
yeah,
Shuffle.
Yeah, I did.
That's true. But anyway, it was really cool. You had a nice little photo booth. Did you and Abby get a picture
yeah,
there?
Yeah, that's the first thing we did. I wore a boa. Those things are itchy.
They're itchy, and they leave remnants all over the floor.
Yeah,
like it looked like a bomb had been dropped off of boa everywhere on the floor.
And
you
it's
just...
amazing because like you'll see boa everywhere, and you look at the boa, and it's still filled with feathers.
Yes.
I don't get it.
Is there any other use for a boa other than just a photo booth nowadays?
Making people sneeze.
Is that it?
Yeah, probably.
Yes, or making them
yeah.
tickle them or whatever. Like
yeah.
there's no daily function for a boa other than just.
Not
hey,
really.
Let's take pictures and let's put on the stupid hat and the boa.
Yeah, it's something you find at like the dollar store on sale.
Yes, or the big glasses that have the date
oh, yeah.
or whatever on it. Yeah.
2012.
Exactly. But I think it went over like gangbusters the whole night. We'll definitely do it again next year.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely worth doing. We had a great, great,
great time.
Great time. Great crowd came. We had some new people show up.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah, so we had some kind of friends of friends. A lot of people bring the plus one.
Yeah, there were a lot of plus ones, and I was glad to see everyone who came. There are a few people who didn't make it, but it's okay because, you know, work gets in the way.
It happens.
It happens, but I'm still holding.
Yeah, it's hard to get a time when we are all gathered together.
It is hard. It's as much as Conclave, excuse me, as much as Conclave is growing, how big it has become,
mm-hmm.
it's actually hard now to get everyone involved
it's,
just because there's...
It's nearly impossible.
But that's great.
Yeah, that's a good problem.
Time.
Good problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. The more people we have, the harder it becomes to get us all there.
How many people are actually going on the beach trip?
We've got two condos booked,
yeah.
and we are just about full of guys. Like I'm holding out about one more spot for someone
right.
in hopes that he can go. We have a couple spots left on for girls. I think we're going to end up right around 20. So we're
going
to have
20 people going.
20 people going.
That's not bad.
So I think we're going to have two condos filled to the brim.
That's just two rooms, condo rooms?
Like two separate rooms in
okay,
a condo. Yeah,
yeah
so like right. two three-bedroom condos we have booked.
Okay, cool.
And then I think we'll be doing the couches and the pull-outs and the,
I call them bed.
I also call them bed. Yes. Yes, we will play the Conclave radio card and do that.
What?
Find you a charger.
Yeah,
note to self
phone.
Next week, charger for Casey.
My phone is not... the best on battery.
Well,
it's okay. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We're like I said, every week we're gonna upgrade.
Yeah, that's how it's been throughout all of our 19 episodes.
Yeah,
it's
19.
Kind of,
what happens when we reach 25? That's a quarter.
That's a big one.
That's gonna be a big one.
That's a big episode. We'll have
25.
Maybe that's the episode we'll want to bring in a studio audience for sure on
mm-hmm.
25.
Yeah, so 6 weeks away.
6 weeks away. We
yeah,
have time to prepare.
Yeah, we got time.
To prepare.
True. That's true.
Yeah, so if you're watching, you might join us for 25.
Our studio will be complete.
I would think so. I would think Greg would.
Mm-hmm.
What's the reasoning for the Old Testament and New Testament books of the Bible?
Well.
Was that from a video of some sort?
My guess is it was from from fourth grade Sunday class.
Yeah, well done reading.
Yes.
Yeah.
Please do not take from room.
I guess that's why it hasn't been taken from the room.
Yeah, this was an old classroom, but since almost pretty much no one uses it anymore, they turned it into the studio, the recording studio, the video room. And I guess everyone was afraid to take it down.
Well, you know, if someone, you know, whoever put that up originally, how proud are they of that little sticker they put in the bottom left that says, please do not remove from this room? Because I'm telling you, the fear of God literally has been put in that. You don't take down the books of the Bible.
I got to be honest, Clint. I think this is the poster I was looking at in fourth grade when I was...
No kidding?
Maybe.
How cool.
When I had to memorize the books of the Bible in order.
Well, the person below that was Jay, and the last name is Graham. Did you know a Jay first name, letter J, and Graham?
Does not come to my mind.
Does not ring a bell. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? But I think we
Well, thank you, Jay Graham, for our
decorations
to Conclave Radio.
And hello to our Alaskan Conclavian.
Norwegian Conclavian.
Norwegian, hello. yeah, so we're sweeping the globe, if all of you don't know that.
Yeah, international. We're popular everywhere. We're a big icon.
We're a pretty big deal.
We'll probably open up a website soon where you can look at all of our stories, merch, announcements.
Wow, that would be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Conclave Radio is sponsored by Conquer Apparel. Doesn't that have a good ring to
it? It does. Conclave and Conquer just go together, you know?
Like peanut butter and jelly. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right, so we've kind of recapped the winter formal, and we have a big Sunday coming up.
Yes.
It's one of
I'm
the biggest
excited.
Ones of Conclave,
mm-hmm.
because Pastor Jason Browning will be speaking this Sunday.
I remember a few weeks ago we said he was coming.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden he got sick.
The sickness bug hit.
So we had to listen to
old Clint. Old Clint. Yep.
Yeah. But I enjoyed it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That sympathy.
But finally this upcoming Sunday, Browning is going to speak to us, and we're really excited about that. And we hope the Sunday or the podcast after that Sunday we can have him on the show.
That is correct.
So that'll be really
exciting. Yes, we would like to have him on so he can kind of recap what he talked about, and also for those of you who aren't able to be here with us next Sunday for Conclave, that you could check out the podcast or watch it on Facebook Live or on Periscope, and he can kind of give you a little taste of what he talked and shared with us about. So I know he's really excited. Jennifer Browning is going to be coming with him. So I'm telling you, I've never heard people sing her praises more than at my house.
Really?
Yes. She is going over like gangbusters with the females. Her heart is just, you know, she's one of those people you know, she talk and that makes you want to cry every time because her heart really just comes through.
And that's exciting.
I'm
excited to. So is she talking? Is she speaking as well?
I think she's just there in a supportive role this time. But we are lining her up to speak. I have been asked multiple times.
So more guests. Like it's like another guests of Conclave.
Yeah, we're going to have the next few months, we're going to have some one-off messages by yours truly. And we're going to mix in some people like, for instance, we got to get Haley Houston back on the docket because she had to be bumped during all the time when everyone was getting bumped.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get her back on there. We're going to get Pastor Mike to come speak because he hasn't gotten to speak to us yet.
There's a lot of people that we're going to have.
We
live.
Do.
It's going to be awesome.
We do.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, I agree. So so really, if you can come out and be with us at Conclave this Sunday, we want you to be. Casey will tell you all about the where's and when's and how to do that in a few minutes. But we want you to really try. And this Sunday morning. Now, Casey, I know you won't be able to be part of this because of your duties that you have on Sunday mornings.
Right, of course.
But we've been asked by Pastor Mike for the Conclave contingent. You know, we're taking up part of three rows now in the overflow.
Three rows?
That's correct. I
sat up there once because I just got lucky one Sunday, and I just remember like one row.
Yeah, we took up an entire row Sunday, and then we took up part of the row in front and the row behind.
Jeez.
Yes. So Pastor Mike said, you know what? If you guys would sit on the lower level this upcoming Sunday, we'll give you a plug from the pulpit. And I will do just about anything for a plug from the pulpit.
Oh, I would too.
Yeah.
If I could, I'd sit up there with y'all just to hear it.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm going to have to get Landon to come down. I'm going to get Austin to come down. Hunter has just not going to be able to drum because he's going to have to come sit in the contingency.
He'll be so busy sitting, he can't drum.
Right. Or he'll have to tell me. Because I'm thinking he may say, everybody in the Conclave, please stand up. And Hunter's going to have to stand up in the drum booth. I mean, there's no other way around it. He's going to have to let people know that Hunter Champion is in Conclave
because
he's a pretty big deal.
He is a very big deal.
Yeah, I don't know if you know that.
Like,
but
as soon as they see, you know, the face of Conquer stand up for Conclave.
What an endorsement.
Whew.
What an endorsement.
Next week is going to be like huge.
Huge.
Yeah.
And I met some new people. After church yesterday morning, who are going to join us for Conclave as their first time Sunday morning.
Right on.
So
growing.
Yep. The momentum continues. All right. Well, let's. We've pretty good episode. Anything else we need to cover? Anything you're thinking about? We need to talk about?
I guess not. I mean, there's, you know, until beach trip, nothing crazy's coming up.
No, not that I can think of
other
at
than
this juncture.
Studio upgrades.
Yep.
fun about formal, more linger longers. I'm gonna hope, no doubt,
more linger longers. Okay, we'll have some more random activities. I think there's talk of maybe a Birmingham Bulls hockey game in the coming weeks.
Interesting. I've never been to a hockey game.
You will enjoy it.
And we'll have some more guests in the future, obviously.
Yes. Well, so as we wrap up, as always, if this is your first time, this is absolutely your first time watching because no one's watched before.
Right.
But
yeah,
if this is your first time even listening at all.
Well, thank you for joining us on any kind of social media, whether it's Facebook, Periscope, or if you're listening for the first time, just thank you for joining the Conclave. We'd love to see
you. You're an honorary Conclavian. Even if you can't come with us and be with us, you're a Conclavian.
Yeah, I told Abby after the formal, I was like, you're a Conclavian now. Congrats. She was like,
because she has come once, and then this would be her second time. The formal would be her second.
She came to the Christmas party and the formal.
Oh, this is her third time.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, she's absolutely a Conclavian.
Three's the charm.
Yeah, that third time is the charm. Well, we close every episode the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Casey gets to tell us how everyone can connect with us at Conclave, all the varying ways.
Well, if you're in the metropolitan area of Alabama, very southeast of the country, every Sunday night at 6 p.m. Central Time, we do Conclave, and it's usually by yours, Clint, and
yep,
truly. There's always going to be free food, so that's at least a reason to come.
Oh, the Jarvises are catering again this Sunday night.
The Jarvises are catering again this Sunday, so that's why you should come to Conclave this Sunday.
Exactly.
Metropolitan Church of God, that's 2800 Metropolitan Way, right?
Look at you.
All right.
Very impressive.
Right on. But if you can't, that's okay. You can always keep up with us on social media. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We're on YouTube. We're on iTunes, everything. It's usually, I believe, Instagram is Conclave_Metro.
Yep.
Twitter is going to be Conclave Metro. Everything else is going to be Conclave Metro. It's YouTube, Twitter, anything like that.
The
new Facebook page.
That's where we're doing the live show from. So share this video. If you enjoy it, share it so other people can find out about Conclave Radio and the TV experience.
Yeah, the Conclave TV.
Conclave TV. Wow.
Right.
Well, Casey, it's been a great episode.
It has been a great episode. Next week, episode 20.
The big 2-0.
2-0. That's 20 weeks we've been doing this.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
In three locations.
Yeah, 20 weeks, three different locations, countless guests, and five random questions.
And lots of, and five random questions. We'll be back next week, and we'll get Pastor Brown and five random questions.
It'll be more entertaining next week.
Absolutely. So we will see all of you next week for the 20th episode of
Conclave Radio.